Kayleigh McEnany, "We have only begun getting accurate election vote count." By Charlie Spiering on November 9, 2020. Republican officials defended on Monday new lawsuits from President Donald Trump's campaign to challenge the results of the 2020 election. "We have only begun the process of obtaining an accurate vote count," White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said during a press conference on Monday at the Republican National Committee. McEnany said she was speaking in her personal capacity as an advisor to the campaign and not as the White House press secretary. She urged patience from corporate media outlets while the campaign worked to tabulate and canvass the votes. "What we are asking for right now is patience as we explore these equal protection claims, among others," she said. McEnany cited past complaints from Republicans in Pennsylvania of poll watchers being barred from observing the ballot counts. She also accused the Pennsylvania Supreme Court of disregarding the Constitution by making decisions about the rules of the election, when that authority was constitutionally up to the state legislature. McEnany was joined by Trump campaign counsel Matt Morgan, and Republican National Committee Chairman Ronna McDaniel spoke about the Republican effort at a press conference at the RNC headquarters in Washington, D.C. Morgan detailed a lawsuit in Pennsylvania, arguing that Democrat counties in Philadelphia extended special privileges to voters in their counties but not in similar counties for Republicans. He also said that 682,000 ballots were tabulated outside the view of Republican poll observers during the election counting process. "We believe that a meaningful review of those ballots could discern that there were ballots that were illegally counted," he said. He said that the results should be tabulated and canvassed before the Pennsylvania Secretary of State certified the election results. McDaniel detailed new lawsuits in Michigan, accusing poll workers in Michigan of voting irregularities in Wayne County. She also cited the widely circulated reports of poll workers locking doors and putting cardboard on windows to keep Republican voting observers from seeing the ballot counts. "Obviously, that's not going to instill confidence," she said. McDaniel also spoke about a Detroit election worker whistleblower who was told to backdate ballots so they would meet the deadline for counting the vote. She said the whistleblower even observed poll workers coaching voters to help people vote for Joe Biden, even in voting booths. She said that 131 affidavits had been completed in Michigan out of 2,800 incident reports and that two new lawsuits had been filed in the state. McDaniel also condemned reports of poll workers in Michigan who cheered and applauded as election observers were removed from observing the counting process. "We will not give up on this process until every last issue has been uncovered," she said. McEnany denounced the Democrat Party for refusing to support voter ID, signature verification, proof of citizenship, or residency to vote. "You don't take these positions because you want an honest election," she said, noting that Democrats were welcoming fraud in America's elections and welcoming illegal voting. "We are fighting for the rights of all Americans who want to have faith and confidence in this election but in the many elections to come," she said.